This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Look for something new the next time your Uber pulls up. The company has done a deal to put ads on the roofs of some of the cars that the service uses. It is, yes, obviously, a money-making move for a company that was notorious for burning through venture capital while never making any actual profit. Uber is publicly traded now, still not turning a profit, in case you were wondering. And if it's turning to ads, one can only wonder what younger startups are doing when venture capital money dries up. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Uber, Lyft, Snapchat, companies that have become ubiquitous but rarely, if ever, turn a profit. And they became household names because of venture capital funding. Some have crashed pretty spectacularly, like WeWork, MoviePass, and Blue Apron, a company that delivers meal kits to people's homes. Those companies attracted hundreds of millions in venture cash.
Because you have the hope of cashing out before it bursts.
Vivek Wadhwa is a professor at Carnegie Mellon University. Back in 2015, Blue Apron pulled in $135 million in venture funding. Blue Apron is now seen as a Silicon Valley cautionary tale. It went public in 2017. Today, because of declining sales, it's considered a sinking ship. Professor Eric Gordon from the University of Michigan says while venture capital fundamentally supports innovation, that money can also spoil companies.
You can spend tons of it to force growth. Once you go public, you can't spend $4 to produce $2 of revenue.
But Gene Munster at Loop, a venture capital firm, warns about putting all startup companies in the same bag.
There are some companies that should be held to a high standard of profitability at a very early stage because they are not in these massively transformative markets. That would be Blue Apron, for example, or MoviePass.
And when venture capital money dries up, startups have limited options. Sell, get loan money, go public and risk fizzling, or shut down altogether. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.